The goal the Apostle Paul had was to press forward, not looking back. The goal he had was to become like Jesus Christ in every situation. And that's how we are to walk. And we're to walk like those who actually are walking that way. Because we're going to see there are those that aren't walking that way. There are believers who name the name of Christ who are not walking like the Apostle Paul walked.
Welcome to this Monday edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a daily radio outreach from Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And our teacher is Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church. Hey Greg, it only takes a quick look across the U.S. to let us know that there is a significant disconnect between what the majority of Christians say they believe and how they live. Well, Greg, could it be that we've just not been taught?
Well, that's certainly a big part of it. But as we'll see today from the Apostle Paul, we really have no excuse to not understand and know what is expected of us as followers of Jesus Christ. In fact, we should be striving to know the Word of God and live in a way that allows us to say to others, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Our text today is Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 to 19.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, if you want to listen to today's broadcast again, just download our new free app from the Apple App Store. You'll find today's broadcast, archived broadcasts, as well as more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Now, let's join Greg for today's message.
Well, I'm always amazed when I look at the statistics about who claims to be a Christian in America. It's about maybe 15, 20 years ago, it used to be 80%. Now it's supposedly about 75% that claims to be Christian. But when you start to kind of narrow those statistics down, we get a better picture. Those who would claim to be born again are about 29%, as compared to 39% about 15 years ago. So that's changed. And within that, there's a less percentage of those who would claim that the Bible is God's inerrant word. So when you come down to it, although we live in a nation that may name Christ at a majority percentage, if you look around, not many people are really following the Lord. I don't see 75% of people sold out committed to Christ, do you? I don't see 30% of people sold out and committed to Christ. And the reality is what Jesus shared, that the door is narrow. Let me share this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter by it." Matthew 7, 14. "For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and few that find it." Few are those who find it. And he makes the same statement in the parable of the mustard seed, Matthew chapter 13, verse 31. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed." That's one of the smallest seeds. "In which a man took and sowed in his field. This is smaller than all the other seeds, but when it is full grown, it is larger than the garden plants and becomes a tree, so the birds of the air come and nest in its branches." We're going to see today that the way we walk is an indication of what road we are on, and within that, what gate we have entered. Would you turn your Bibles with me to Philippians chapter 3? We're going to see that we are to walk in a certain way as believers. We're going to see the Apostle Paul encouraging us to walk thus as he walked. Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 to 21, but we're only going to get to 19 today, but it does go all the way through to the end of the chapter. And again, the context of the book of Philippians, Paul is writing those he loves. He's under house arrest in Rome. He has already thanked God and praised him for the Philippians. He's prayed for them. He's also shared his circumstances. He's in prison, but the gospel isn't. And he has shared his attitude that to live is Christ and to die is gain, that in all things he wanted Christ to be magnified. And then he addressed the Philippians' attitudes, that they were to be united, they were to be humble, they were to be like Jesus, having the mind of Christ, seeing others as more important than themselves, humbly submitting, obeying. And we see the example, the perfect example of Jesus Christ, who humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross, a gracious God who became human flesh for us. And because he is Lord of all, Paul gives the command for us to obediently work out our salvation with fear and trembling, that we should obey We should not be complaining and arguing. And then we saw at the end of chapter 2, three selfless examples of humility. The Apostle Paul himself, Timothy, and Epaphroditus. And then in chapter 3, Paul begins to warn the Philippians that they would face opposition to the gospel. They would face opposition, those whom they should beware of. That he continues to warn them and remind them because it is a safeguard for them to be reminded and warned. That they would face opposition. There would be those false brethren who ultimately worship in the flesh, glory in self, and rely on their flesh. Rather than true believers who worship in the Spirit of God, glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh. And then we saw and have looked at for the past few weeks the Apostle Paul's testimony. His testimony of where he was at before he came to Christ. He was one who put his confidence in his flesh and his religious accomplishments and his religious abilities and his religious heritage. He put his confidence in that. But yet, when he came to Christ, or rather Christ came to him, he realized that all of that was like trash, like refuse, that he would gain Christ. And he did gain Christ, and he gained his righteousness through faith. The righteousness that comes through faith in Jesus Christ, a true believer, the Apostle Paul. And we saw after he came to faith, his desire was to know Christ, to have the fellowship of his sufferings, the power of his resurrection, to know those things, to be like Christ, to be conformed to his image, conformed to his death, that he would live the resurrection life. And so with that in mind, we saw that the process of sanctification is simply becoming conformed to the image of Christ, becoming like Jesus Christ, dying to self and living to God. And then we saw that within this passage, the Apostle Paul summarizing his exhortation, at least concerning his testimony. And he says that he summarizes his exhortation like we saw last week, that they should be like him, that they should press forward, that he is pressing forward, not looking back, not looking at the things that lie behind, but the things that are ahead towards the upward call in Christ Jesus, that upward call. And that's what we should be doing. We should not be looking back, but pressing forward to the things that lie ahead. And so we're going to see today that the process of becoming like Christ is something that we should be doing, but it should manifest in our walks. And the Apostle Paul is going to exhort us to walk like he walked. Again, Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to be looking at verses 17 through 19. Philippians 3, 17 through 19, if you're not already there. Philippians 3, verse 17. Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For many walk, of whom I often told you, and now even tell you weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we eagerly await for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. We're going to see right here today that we are exhorted to walk in the manner in which Paul walked. And then we're going to give two rationales, one negative and one positive, for why we should be walking this way, why we should follow the example of the Apostle Paul and those who walk like he walked. So we're going to see the Apostle Paul, in contrast to the bad guys, has given his testimony, one that is focused on Christ, one that is focused on being like him, and he's going to exhort us to do the same. Look at verse 17. We're going to see that we are to walk the way the Apostle Paul walked. Brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. He begins with the word brethren. He's already used it 5 times, and he's going to use it 8 times by the end of chapter 4. He's speaking to believers, the saints that are at Philippi, those who have trusted in Christ as their Lord and Savior. They are partakers of grace. They are those in whom God has begun a good work and will complete it. They are those brothers and sisters, children of God, who have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's addressing believers, and that's a prerequisite. You see, you can't walk the way the Apostle Paul walked unless you are a true believer in Jesus Christ, because it is impossible to live the Christian life apart from having Christ in you. It's impossible. And so the Apostle Paul says, brethren, and then he says, join in following my example. Now, this sounds almost like a suggestion, doesn't it, in your translations, but it's not. The Greek verb here, actually, you could translate it this way, brethren, become mimics of me. The term become here, or ginomai, speaks of becoming something or coming into something, and it's in a present tense imperative mood. It is a command. Brethren, become this way, continually, habitually. Become what? He says, imitators, or in your translations, join in following my example. Now, this term translated join in my example comes from the Greek term soon mimetis. And that term mimetis, we get our word mimic. Mimic. Mimic with me. Imitate me, he's saying. Brethren, join in imitating me. Become imitators of me. That's a pretty bold thing to say, isn't it? Someone to come who's a believer in Jesus Christ, a sinner saved by grace, saying, mimic me. Become like me. That's pretty bold, right? And some might say Paul's being kind of prideful here, isn't he? Shouldn't he be humble? Saying, oh, you should be like Christ, but don't become like me. I'm a sinner. No, he says, become like me. You see, if we have an accurate understanding of the Apostle Paul, he was not being prideful at all. You see, he recognized that everything he did was because of Christ working in him. It was by his grace that he was able to function as he functioned. And so we have here the command, become imitators or fellow imitators of me. That's a command. And we're going to see that the way we are to walk, we are to imitate or mimic the way the Apostle Paul followed Jesus Christ. And guess what? We just saw his testimony, didn't we? We just looked at that. Let's look at it again. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Let's start there. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as laying hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude. And if anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by the same standard to which we have attained. And then he says, brethren, join in becoming fellow imitators of me. Now, this isn't something that the Apostle Paul hasn't shared before. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4:16, he says, I therefore exhort you, be imitators of me. He also shares that later on in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians. Be imitators of me, just as I imitate or am of Christ. Mimic my walk. Walk like I am walking. Walk in the way that I am following Christ, the Apostle Paul is saying, as we're going to see. You see, the goal the Apostle Paul had was to press forward, not looking back. The goal he had was to become like Jesus Christ in every situation. The goal was the upward call. And that's how we are to walk. And we're to walk like those who actually are walking that way. Because we're going to see there are those that aren't walking that way. There are believers who name the name of Christ who are not walking like the Apostle Paul walked. And we are not to mimic or imitate their walks. We are to mimic and imitate those, as we will see, be like those who are truly following Christ. So you say, in what way are we to imitate the Apostle Paul? Well, let me share just a little bit from the book of Philippians how we can mimic his walk, where he's at, where his heart is at towards the Lord. Remember back in chapter 1, verse 3, we can imitate his prayer life. He says, I thank God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all. We need to pray for one another. We can imitate and mimic him and be like him by praying for one another from a right heart. We can also understand and imitate recognizing God's sovereignty over circumstances. The Apostle Paul said in verse 6 of chapter 1, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus." He was confident in God's sanctifying work, which would lead to glory. We can mimic him in that, believing what God has said. We can mimic his attitude towards circumstance. When I say mimic, I'm not saying copy from just the externals. It's from a heart that's changed, that imitates or is like the way the Apostle Paul is, thinks the way he thought in his relationship with the Lord. Verse 12 of chapter 1, we can mimic his attitude or imitate his attitude towards circumstances. "Now I want you to know, brethren, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment for the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the whole Praetorian Guard and to everyone else. And that most of the brethren, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear." He saw God's sovereign hand in his trials. We can imitate that and recognize the same thing Paul recognized, right? We can imitate his attitude towards suffering. Verse 28, "In no way alarmed by your opponents, which is a sign of destruction for them, but salvation for you, and that too from God. For to you it has been granted for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also for his sake, experiencing the same conflict which you saw in me and now hear to be in me." We can recognize that God does bring difficulties, that we have been chosen by him for glory, but there's the sufferings for the glories to follow. We need to have the mindset that Paul had. We need to walk like Paul. He's commanding us. We can imitate his value of what is valuable and what is not. "But whatever things were gained to me, those things," chapter 3, "things I've considered loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus." We need to mimic Paul from the heart concerning his desire to know Jesus Christ and to become more like him. We need to imitate his concern regarding false brethren. "Beware the dogs, beware the evil workers, beware the false circumcision, for we are the true circumcision who worship in the Spirit of God, glory in Christ Jesus, and put no confidence in the flesh." We need to mimic and imitate his passion to reach the goal of Christ's likeness. "But one thing," verse 13 of chapter 3, "I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Just in Philippians, there is plenty for us to imitate as believers, to become like. Now, for us to be like Paul, we have to see him in the scriptures, don't we? We have to see his inspired example. We need to see how did the apostle Paul, as we're going to see, respond to circumstances. How can we imitate and mimic that also in our hearts rightly before God? So the command here is to join together, becoming imitators of Paul. We are to be fellow imitators of the apostle Paul. Now, some might say, shouldn't we just imitate Jesus Christ? And that's true, right? We're to be like Christ, absolutely. You remember the old saying, like 10 or 15, 20 years ago, what would Jesus do, WWJD? We are to be imitators of God. We are to mimic, we are to be like him. I don't like the word mimic. That sounds like it's fake. I'm not talking about fakeness. I'm talking about becoming like that, right? Ephesians chapter 5:1, we are to imitate God and walk in love, right? Ephesians 5:1. But let me share one caveat when we think of this idea of what would Jesus do. What did Jesus do that we should mimic? He kept entrusting himself to the one who judges righteously. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on the cross. He completely denied self and his own will and did the Father's will. Well, that really ups the ante on what would Jesus do, right? He was obedient to the point of death. Well, with that in mind, God is gracious because we know the Lord Jesus Christ never sinned. We know Lord Jesus Christ was a perfect man who came and took on human flesh. He lived the perfect life. He was tempted like us, but that temptation was from the outside, not from the inside. He did not have sinful flesh like we have. And therefore, he is able to come to our aid. He is a merciful and faithful high priest who is faithful to come to our aid when we are tempted. Absolutely. But we see in Scripture people like us. The Apostle Paul, a man who had a nature like ours, who came to faith in Jesus Christ, who trusted in him, and we are to imitate his walk. You can think of it this way, WWJDTP. What would Jesus do through Paul? How would he do it through someone who is sinful? How does a true believer to respond as they trust in Jesus Christ, as they rely on him? You see, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are to imitate and mimic Christ and follow him. But we have examples in Scripture of those we are to walk like, join in following or becoming imitators of me, the Apostle Paul says. Join in that. 1 Thessalonians 1:6, Paul says, you became imitators of us and of the Lord. You came to faith. You were true believers. You became mimics of the way we follow Jesus. You manifest the same type of walk as we had. 1 Corinthians 11:11, be imitators of me, Paul says, just as I am of Christ. We want to be like Christ. But we see that manifest in the person of the Apostle Paul. He is saying here, be mimics of me. And it is Christ who enables us to do so. So let me ask you this. Are you following the example? We're commanded to do so, by the way. Are you following the example of the Apostle Paul? Are you in the Word of God? We can't follow the example if we don't know the example. If I don't see, how did the Apostle Paul, in trusting Christ, respond to these circumstances? How did he do so? And we see that he trusted Christ and Christ was faithful. He saw things from God's perspective with the right mindset. But notice he goes beyond this. He says in verse 17, back in our passage, he says, brethren, join in following my example and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. Paul now expands the command. Not only are they to imitate Paul together, pressing towards that goal of Christ's likeness together, like Paul.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. You can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, as we wrap up today's broadcast, I'd imagine that most folks listening today would shrink back from saying, follow me as I follow Christ. So what can we do today to help them begin moving toward that goal?
Dave, God says that we're not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. And that's how we're going to prove what his will is in this life as Christ is manifest in ours. We need to confess sin. We need to be walking rightly with the living God and then be in a position to consistently renew our minds with the Word of God. You know, you need to be in a biblical church where you're being taught the Word of God, and you need to be listening to good teaching of the Word of God, and you need to be in the Word of God yourself. And the God of the Word will convict you of sin, and he'll correct you, and he'll train you in righteousness that you would be adequate, equipped for everything. And then you'd be able to say, follow me as I follow Christ. I'd like to ask you, what are you focused on during the day? What are you focused on at night? We need to place ourselves in a position where our minds are controlled by the Word of God and thus the God of the Word, and then we'll see lives that are changed that we could say, follow me as I follow Christ.
As we close today's broadcast, here's an important message from our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
Hi, this is Greg Lunstead, and it is my great privilege to study and teach the Word of God and to share it with you each day on this radio station. And as you listen, I want to ask you this question. Has Equipping the Saints been a blessing to you? If so, would you prayerfully consider coming alongside us financially? You see, your financial partnership with us is so appreciated. So on behalf of the team here at Equipping the Saints, we want to praise our Lord and thank you for your prayers and financial support.
Well, thanks, Greg. Now, to partner with us, call us toll-free 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. Or if you prefer to send a gift online, our web address is etsradio.org. Well, we hope you make plans to join us again right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints.